From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea to feel new sanctions bite. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously adopted tough new sanctions on Pyongyang in a bid to curtail its banned nuclear and missile programs. Samantha Powers, the U.S. UN ambassador.
As the resolution that we have adopted today underscores, virtually all of the DPRK's resources are channeled into its reckless and relentless pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. The North Korean government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children.
It calls for mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of the North Korea. There's also a total arms embargo, restrictions on the sale of coal, gold, iron ore, and titanium. A ban on the sale or supply to North Korea of aviation fuel excludes civilian aircraft. Banking sanctions have also been tightened, as well as bans on the sale of luxury goods. In addition, travel bans and asset freezes have been imposed on 16 individuals and entities. In a separate action Wednesday, the U.S. widened its own sanctions against Pyongyang, targeting individuals and organizations. Early Thursday, the North fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast. An Egyptian military court Wednesday sentenced seven people to death for the killing of three military academy cadets last April. Five others were given life sentences, two 15 years each in prison. The roadside bomb killed the cadets in the Nile Delta city of Kafr el-Sheikh. The International Narcotics Control Board warned Wednesday that drug trafficking is becoming endemic in West Africa. It said the use of synthetic drugs in the region is on the rise. West Africa has been a major transit point for illicit drugs, including cocaine produced in Latin America and transported on to Europe. This is VOA News. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said since it was implemented on Saturday, the cessation of hostilities in Syria has resulted in an overall reduction in airstrikes against the opposition and civilians. But he expressed concern over reports the government has attacked civilians in places like Latakia, Homs, Hama, and around Damascus.
We're going to monitor these reports of violations. We take them quite seriously. And we're going to continue to strongly urge all parties to exercise restraint and abide by the commitments that were included in the cessation of hostilities. We're also encouraging all of our partners in the ISSG to use their influence with parties on the ground to not engage in actions that put the cessation of hostility at risk.
In Moscow, a foreign ministry spokesman said the ceasefire has been violated 31 times. Reuters reports the opposition says it's under fierce government attack near the Turkish border, casting doubt on whether the UN-mediated peace process can resume as scheduled March 9th. The European Union has proposed an emergency fund of some $760 million to help Greece and other member states struggling with the migrant crisis. The European Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid and Crisis Management, Christos Stylianides, said Wednesday half would be provided immediately, the rest over the next 2 years.
It allows the European Union to complement humanitarian activities in member states whose administrative and financial response capacities are overwhelmed.
He said the aid package would be in addition to funds already being allocated on hotspots and other programs to help countries deal with the crisis and the needs of migrants. U.S., Australian, and Malaysian officials say, based on early reports, a piece of debris found on the shores of Mozambique likely comes from a Boeing 777 jetliner, the same type of plane as the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. Malaysia analyst James Chin of the University of Tasmania in Australia says many Malaysians are confident this is part of the missing plane.
Because last year there was another piece found on Reunion Island, which is located in the same region. So many people in Malaysia are quite optimistic that after the investigation is done on this piece, it will probably end up as another one of the missing pieces for the MH370.
Flight MH370 was carrying 227 passengers and 12 crew members when it disappeared nearly 2 years ago on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Powerful aftershocks struck parts of Indonesia's Sumatra Island Thursday after Wednesday's strong 7.8 magnitude quake that briefly prompted immediate tsunami warnings. Zambian police Wednesday briefly detained the leader of the official opposition party on suspicion he was conducting drills of party supporters to form an illegal militia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.